The topic today is the malacha of Tzad. Tzad seems to be a malacha of creating shlita, controlling the animal. So it's in contrast to the other chaburas we try to develop the basic chakira. Here I'm going to try to prove a theory that Tzad is about shlita. I want to analyze some different sugyas that prove this idea, some applications of this malacha. The Mishnah in Shabbos Kuvavim Beis seems to assume this as well. The Mishnah says that if you're tzad, l'biber katan, so you're chayav. What's a biber katan? You're not holding an animal. It's not on a leash. It's in a small room. So depending on the size of the animal, size of the room, if you're basically in control of the animal, so you're chayav and tzad. So if you lock a big animal in a small closet, that would be tzad, even though the animal is basically can still move around. Ravashi there in the Gemara says that a biber katan is if you can catch a b'shichya achas. Ravashi says b'merutza shochel echos, but you have like one, you don't have to rest. You can just go and like with one swoop, you're able to catch the animal. So even though you haven't caught it yet in that respect, you're still chayav and tzad when you put the animal in biber katan because you're sholeit on the animal. So I want to discuss some examples of cases where you're pater because you don't have shlita, even though you technically trapped an animal. And some cases where you trap an animal, but you're pater because you already had shlita in the first place. And then we'll discuss some of the more some of the details, the unique aspects of tzad. So the first case is of tzeda, where you're not chayiv is if you're tzad the biber gadol. You trap an animal, a horse in a corral. So it's true the door is now locked, and the animal can't go anywhere. But still, the animal basically is free to roam in the area, and you have no shlita over it because if you try to catch it, it'll just escape. Meaning, escaping, you won't leave the corral, but you won't be able to actually be sholeit on it because you can run it freely in the large area. So the Mishnah in Shabbos assumes it's still Issur Rabbanan to be tzad. You're only chayiv if you're tzad l'biber katan. That's tzeda, that you cross shlita. If you're tzad l'biber gadol, it's Issur Rabbanan. So the pashas is what's the Issur Rabbanan is an Issur atu biber katan. Really, biber gadol is totally mutter because there's no shlita, it's totally mutter. But there's Issur Rabbanan, don't be tzad l'biber gadol because you might count it tzad l'biber katan. That's, I think, the most obvious understanding. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yutes, the Rambam seems to assume that Tzeda l'biber gadol is called Tzeda. It's just as a chisaron in the shir. He says, Mim hifrich tzipor l'bayis, v'no'al l'fanav. You have a big bayis and you have a small bird, so it's really it's like a biber gadol, you have no shlita over it. Oshi v'rich dag v'akru min amayim v'brecha shal mayim. Oshi radav achas tzvi ha'shenichnas l'traklin. You have a tzvi in a traklin. You have like, it's in a big hall. It's in a football field. So it's true, it might be close, but still you have no shlita. The Novafan of Harita Pater, She'ein Zut Seyde Gemura. Says the Rambam, it's not Seyde Gemura. It's Meduik in the Rambam that Tzad, the Biber Gadol, has a shame Seyde. It's just not Seyde Gemura. She'in Yavel Kakto, Zarek Lirza Vakra, Vlatsu Nosovisha. It's also Meduik, I think, in the beginning of the Rambam, where the Rambam starts off the halacha by saying, Tzad Dover, Derek Mino Latsur, Chayef. Kigon Chayef Alfas. He brings the din of animal chaser tzeda almost as like an afterthought. The first thing he tells you, you're only chayiv if your tzad davar shavu mino nitzad. And then he says, and you have to make sure that it's not chaser tzeda. After you trap it, it's really you have shlita over it. So it sounds a little like from the Rambam that the idea of shlita isn't as central. So I started off by saying, I think the most obvious understanding of tzad is that it's creating shlita. In the Rambam, it's not so clear. The Rambam seems to imply that Seyda l'biber gadol has a shame Seyda. That's the question. Is it Seyda Gemura? It's Seyda, it's not Seyda Gemura. So for the Rambam, the Issur Rabbanan of Tzad l'biber gadol isn't actually biber katan, but it's that Seyda l'biber gadol is a Maisa Tzad as well. Now, you could say that the reason this is so is because when we speak about tzad, we have to ask ourselves, are we looking for the vantage point of the bailim or from the animal? If I trap an animal in a big corral, the animal is trapped. I mean, it's true I have no ability to use it because it can run away from me, but the animal can't it can walk around in the corral, but it can't leave. So it could be mitzad the behema, there is a maisa tzad, even by biber gadol. That's something we'll discuss in a few minutes, but either way, it's been taken around that Sabbath Rebuttal is a Maisa Tzad, which I think is against the Pashtus, you know, in the Mishnah. And the Afkamina for this would be, what happens if one person's at Tzad Bibbogadol, so you have an animal in a corral, and somebody else comes and now actually puts it into a small pen. So, according to the first understanding, that Tzad Bibbogadol is really nothing, because you have no Shlita. So I would say the second person is Chayav. First person did nothing. He did his Rabbanan Atu Birgat Katan. Halachically, he wasn't Tzad at all. And therefore, the second person who puts the animal into a small pen is Chayav. And that's the Pesach of Mishra Brura and Shin Tes Zayin Dalet, and it's based on Tosfos in Beitzach, Haftal and Moralis, the Mesa of Atanya. But Orach HaShulchan says something amazing. He takes on the Tosfos. He says Tosfos doesn't really mean it on its basic level. And he says that if you Tzad from a Biber Gadol, it's only a Sidra Rabbanan. He says this, Shin Tes Zayin Hei. Yirayli, Shavgav Shet Tzibur L'Bayit Eino Tzeda, V'chein Dag L'Breicha, V'Tzvi L'Tratlim, V'Kol Lakom, Acher Shet Tzadam Misham, Eino Cha Acher, Shet Tzadam Misham, Eino Chai V'Ne Torah. If I bring the animal into the Tratlim, so I'm Fatim Midereza, because it's a big area. And if you come and put the animal into a pen, you're also Fatim, because it was already Nitzah. Right? So he's again looking at it from the vantage point of the animal. The animal is nitzah, it's a tree of no shlita for the animal, but still the animal, from his perspective, it can't run away, can't escape this large trackling. And as such, the Orach HaShulchan claims there's no chiyuv tzad from a Biber Gadol into a Biber Katan. It's not clear if the Rambam would say this. It makes sense, given the Rambam's perspective, but it's certainly a very big chiddush. Fine. So, what emerges according to this is that if we assume that Tzedem is Shlita, at least Mitzad Abayalim, so Biber Gadol is not Tzad at all, because you have no Shlita. Whereas the Rambam, and certainly the Orach HaShulchan, is assuming that the Seda, Biber Gadol, does have a shame Seda. Another example of this is Tzedas Arif, you would capture a lion. The Mishnah says, where in Shabbos, the Zayin of Beis, that Atzar Arif b'Shabbos, Eino Chayv Ad Sheyach Nisenu L'Gurz Zaki Shalom. Capture a lion, you're not Chayv until you put it into the cage. So you're holding the lion by a leash, but you're not Chayv Atzar, why not? So Rashi says, the lion is never trapped unless it's in a cage, because the lion can just bite you and walk away. So the idea here being that, again, Tzad is about controlling the animal. A lion is never controlled. If you have a dog, so you hold the dog, you can control the dog. But a lion can never be considered nitzar, can never have shlitan the lion unless it's in a iron cage. Because anything less than an iron cage, the animal can just run away. So this supports the idea that shlita is the definition of tzad. But again, if you look at the Rambam doesn't seem to say this. The Rambam, in the same halacha, where he says that Bibur Gadol is not Seda Gemur, it sounds like it's some Seda, he says, Lefika, there's a Lefika in the Rambam, he's trying to connect it to halacha, Bibur Gadol to the line. Lefika, chatzad ari, eina chayev, ashech nisenu, lekipa shaloshu ne'asarba. You're not having a line until you put it into the keep, into this prison, into this cage, and it'll be Nasser. So it sounds a little bit like, just like Seda with Biber Gadol is a mice of Seda, it's just as a p'tur. So to Seda Sari, without putting the Ari in the cage, is also a mice of Seda, it's just there's a p'tur. And the Sfas Emes picks up on this. So the Emes wants to know, if I catch the lion, and you put it into the cage, what's the halacha? So I would have said, Misvara, that the first person is Pater, because catching the lion is meaningless, because it can run away. The person who put the lion in the cage is in violation of Seda. But the Sasemis doesn't say that. He says, no, maybe they're both Pater, maybe it's Shraim Shasua. He says, because the first person caught the lion, that's half the Malacha, and the second person put the lion in the cage, that's the other half of the Malacha. He gives importance to the mitzvah of catching the lion, even though you have no Shlita over it. He says like this, Sarachian. So the same that Kuf Zayin Beis. Sarachian. Heichad Echad Tzad Etari, Vashenu Khnisa Lagurziki, Imashini Chayat, Yishum Shu Go Mer Seda, Onema came in the Kfar Nitzot Aideh Rishon, Avakav Deino Chayat Kodvishet, Nisan Lagurziki, Lenigmar Sidas, and Nikol Akom, Kamashini Potter, Havi Kmoshnaim Shasau, Tishneim Ptun. So his lesson is, came in the Kfar Nitzot Aideh Rishon. It sounds like the first person who catches the lion did a Maisat Seda. The lion's gonna run away, you have no Shlita. No, it's still a Maisat Seda. So holding the lion by the collar is a Maisat Seda, even though the lion is completely free to leave whenever it wants. So this is really very similar to the Aruch HaShulchan that I just mentioned, that Seda L'Vibra Gadol is a Maisat Seda. And therefore it says the Aruch HaShulchan, the second person who saw the animal from the Vibra Gadol into the Vibra Gadol, and his potter. Similarly, the Sfas Emes says, holding on to the lion is a Maisat Seda. I have the lion to run away, it doesn't make a difference. Never, the second person who puts the lion into the cage, it might also be punished, not sure.
According to the Rambam, the first catching of the lion would also be a Maisat Seda.
Yeah, that's the parallel. That is the Rambam's Lothika. So it sounds like the Rambam isn't as sold on this idea that that Sod is about control. When I tried to say in the first case about Bibur Gadol, and maybe you can say beside the animal there's Seda, meaning it's true when the animal's in the corral, I have no shlita over it, but the animal can't run away, so it is controlled. You know, I'm not controlling it, but the walls are controlling it, it can't run away. Here, in this case, you can't say that, because in this case the animal is totally free. The lion is totally free even when you're holding onto it with a chain around its neck, because it can just run away. So in this case, you're forced to say that the Rambam isn't as keen on this definition of tzad as being shlita. Because if tzad was just shlita, you'd say that it's totally meaningless. The fact that you've trapped the lion is meaningless until the lion's in an iron cage. The fact that the animal's in a Bibur Gadol is meaningless because there's no shlita. So basically, because of the case of the Ari, you're forced to say the Rambam doesn't hold of this definition totally. I think it's still a very basic definition. I think other Rishonim do hold of it. I think there are other riots for this also. I just wanted to mention some other riots. There are another two cases where you're patur and tzad, not because you don't have shlita after the trapping, but because you had shlita even before. So for example, the Gemara talks about domesticated animals. Domesticated animals are animals that you essentially, they come back every evening to get food. They're basically, farm animals. So the Mishnah basis says, Chaskimul Beis, Kol Shem Mechusur Tzeda, Asar V'Sheinu Mechusur Tzeda Mutav. It's not Mechusur Tzeda, what does that mean? The Gemara there says, Kol Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Atzar, Avazin, V'Tarni Golin, Pater, V'Pnei, right, he says, their father, why? Shehalalu Bayin L'Chlov Al-Erev. They come to their cage at night. So Rashi explains, Avazin, V'Tarni Golin, these farm animals, Bayin L'Erev L'Chlov, L'Kluv, the Noah Chatovson Sham Hilgach Harihin Nitzodin Vaomdim Umutah Letzodin Afilu Chutz LeKluvan. Meaning, Bishlama, you can trap a duck when it's in the cage. But the Gemara there is telling us that even when the duck is flying around, since the duck is going to come back every evening, so it's considered an animal that's already trapped. What does that mean? It means that you have shlita over it. And what's interesting about this case is that you don't physically shlita. It's more like psychological shlita. Because the animal is, meshubah to you. It knows where its food is coming from or whatever. It has a certain amount of fear. So in this case, your potter, even though you're trapped, you can do a maisat seda. You can, set a trap and trap a duck. But you're still potter because psychologically the animal is nitzad v'omeid. And therefore, you haven't achieved shlita because you already had shlita before. Meaning, even... So I was wondering, that's a domesticated animal. What about domesticating an animal? Was there an issue of domesticating an animal in Shabbos? I don't know if you can do it in one day, but if you could domesticate an animal in one day, maybe that would be an issue of tzad, because you're causing the animal to have shlita. Or if you hypnotize an animal, is that an issue of tzad? According to this definition, it's all about shlita. Anything that would create shlita. There's even a discussion in the Achronim, if you kill an animal. So if you kill an animal, you're violation of the issue of shochet. What about tzad? Meaning, if you kill the animal, are you a violation of tzad? Because you also have caused shlita on the animal. So the question is, can you double up? This is called an achronim. Can you, you could say, once it's shochet, it can't be tzad.
Can you take this and apply this to the Rambam of the lion? Meaning, having the lion on a leash is somewhat of a psychological.
So the question is it true for a lion? Meaning, if the animal is domesticated, so the animal has tremendous fear of its owner. A lion, presumably, is not domesticated, and therefore, you can just, you know, run away. So, I don't know the psychology of the lion. If, by putting a leash on it, it somehow feels more, nitzos, then maybe, I can hear that, but I just don't know if that's true. Another example of this is animals that go very, very slowly. You have a turtle. There is a thought in a turtle. So, Shlomo Zalman, in Shmuel Shabbos Lechasa, Perchav Zayin Ha'ara Kuflim Hey, assumes that there's no interest in animals that go very slowly. Right? He says, Ein darkam libroach, v'nakel efshar lechaz mehem. So certain insects and certain reptiles that are very, very slow moving would not be included in the Isser of Tzar. And he bases this on a Tosfos Rid in the Miluim, in Chelek Gimel, Shmuel Shabbos Lechasa, he quotes Tosfos Rid in Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph. That says it's a fairish. So Zvid wants to know what the Chomet is. The Chomet is one of the Shmona Shratim in the Parsha in Gishmini. So the question is the Chomet a snail? So says the Zvid, Chomet can't be a snail. Why not? Because the snail is very slow, moves very slowly. And the Mishnah says, Shmona Shratim, Amur Metara, Sadan Chayav. So he says, Zvid assumes you can't be Chayav on trapping a snail. Because the snail is so slow, what do you mean trapping? It's already trapped. It's just, it's not a mice that say that. He's like, let me take this. Might take the shaykhabe, who needs it for omeh. Ina yachalosus, ki imaati yozer, moves very slowly. So this whole halacha assumes that seda is about creating control, creating shlita. And you already control the snail, because the snail is not really moving. This is another halacha that proves that seda really is all about control. Now, this halacha, isn't pashut for two reasons. First of all, on a practical level, it's not always the case because, for example, they talk about ants. Some ants move very quickly. So, just because it's an ant and it's small doesn't mean it's necessarily, needs to evolve. But even if the ant moves very slowly, let's say we're talking about a snail, the taka really moves very slowly. It's true beside the Gavra, well, not even forget the Gavra, if you don't catch the snail now, so in 2 hours, the snail will be gone. It might go into a hole, it might, in 2 days, in 2 months, it'll eternally be gone. So if you want to trap it now to keep it, so you have to do it now. So just because it's moving slowly doesn't necessarily mean that it's needed to vomit, because in the long run, it can still get away. So I'm not so clear on this. Another issue that this Rosh Hashanah touches on is this question of, or if you look at the Gavri, look at the behemah. Meaning, Rosh Hashanah is assuming that since Mitzad, the Bailim, the person, it's easy to catch, therefore it's not considered, it's considered Nitzah Dvomi. But Mitzad, the snail, is a huge nafkamina if it's in a jar, or it's free to walk around, to slide around. The snail, is not mitzar for omeid. Just because mitzad a gavra is for omeid, the snail is perfectly happy when it's walking on the sidewalk, it's not so happy when it's in the aquarium. So, if you look at mitzad the hema, so this should not be mutter, because when you catch a snail, you're certainly catching it from the perspective of the animal. It's no longer free. The Chasnisha has this lashon, okay, we look at the animal, we look at the perspective from the perspective of the animal. Shem seda hu hava oso, animal, l'makom tzum tzum v'sholel mimenu ha'chofesh l'tayel l'makom sheyirtze. So by trapping anything, even if it's a small, slow-moving creature, you're certainly being sholel mimenu ha'chofesh l'tayel l'makom sheyirtze. The Chasnisha in Orachayim nun sifchad n'gimel. So, this is a discussion I sort of Cohen in his the Shabbos home has a discussion about this. He raises this Chakira, he brings this Nafkamina. He also mentions Nafkamina from Nissen Kaplan and Shalmi Nissen. He has a discussion. Let's say you would take a rock. It's interesting to hear. You take a rock and you throw it into the water and it would land on a fish. Okay, let's say and the fish would be trapped at the bottom of the ocean. So the fish is trapped. From the perspective of the fish, it's trapped. But it's at the bottom of the ocean, you can't get to it. So let's say it's, it's 50 feet, the water's 50 feet deep, and you don't have any scuba diving equipment. So it's the opposite. In the case of the turtle that's walking very slowly, is it's considered tzad beside the turtle if you put it into a box, but beside the bialin, it's not tzad because it was always in the bialin's ability to get the turtle. Always, I mean, for the next 5 minutes, but let's forget about that. The case that Mr. Campbell talks about is the opposite of nafkamina, where you have an animal that is nitzad mitzad the. What's the opposite case? It's nitzad mitzad the animal, because it's the bottom of the ocean. It's the same case, but it's not nitzad mitzad the bialin, because the bialin were too far, so they can't get it. Either they can't get it in his case, or you already were able to get it beforehand in the case of the turtle. So, yeah, it's a similar case. Mitzad the animal is tzad, mitzad the bialin there is. Either because you don't need it, or because you already have it. Either because you already have it, or you can't get it. Fine. So those are two nafkaminas, I think, that also prove this idea that tzad is about shlita. I just wanted to end with a couple of haras on the malacha itself. There seems to be some raya that tzad is a different type of malacha from other malachas. One example of this is the question of whether or not tzad is a malacha sitzira. Most malachas of Shabbos are creative acts, right? Hashem created the world, and we're commanded to cease from creating. Not all malachas are like that. Hotzah, for example, you know, it's malacha grua, or Zerua says malacha grua, because it's the same chepetz. What's the difference if the sefer is in the house or the sefer is in the street? It's the same sefer. It's a malacha grua. So similarly, some want to claim that tzad is a malacha grua. Why? It was an animal in the wild, and now it is the same animal in the zoo. Nothing really changed in the animal. The Har Tzvi assumes this way, or Tzvi Zechfrank, in his Tshuvas, at the end of the Chelek Aleph Rechaim, he has a Kuntra Tzvam Tzvam Malachas. So under Tzad, Oth Gimel, he writes that even if you hold Maitre Shabbos as Aser, meaning if you hold Maitre Shabbos as Mutter by Hotzah, because there's no Yisrael Chadesh, so too Maitre Shabbos would be Mutter by Tzad. Somebody would catch an animal on Shabbos, we know it's from Maitre Shabbos to get Hanaf from animal. I mean, it's in general for getting Hanaf from animals, but that's one Ha'ara. Similarly, so it's not a creative act. Since it's not a creative act, there's no Maaseh Shabbos. Similarly, Chazon Yecheskel says, because it's not a creative act, there's no Isser to undo it. So for example, the most malachos, there's an Isser to do it or to undo it. Your Oreg or your Potzei, your Kosher or your Matzah, your Tof or your Karei, your Kotzi or your Mochik, your Bone or your Sosik. The opposite malachos are Asher, Mavir, Mechavir. Right, everything has, many malachas have a pair. So just like it's usher to build, it's usher to destroy. It's usher to write, it's usher to erase. So the question is, it's usher to trap. Is there an isser to untrap, to free an animal from a trap? So the Tosefta in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Hey, says, "Mafarik behem of oaf, min a metzuda potter." It's mutter to untrap. It's mutter to free an animal. So Chazon Yecheskel there explains, why would I think that it's usher? So he says, well, all malachas have a pair. So I would think that just like it's usher to trap, it's also usher to free an animal from a trap. So he says, Taka, why not? So he says, the kaven that say that ain't osa davar chadash, lachain ain't be bitula malacha, shemetsuda davar hanitza nisharu gam atak mosh ayu kodem, masha ain't came the kosher mater, shadea malacha sakshira nasa po davar chadash, haino keshe, kshetira hu soser, lachain chay. So basically he's saying that the reason there's no flip side to tzad, there's no isra from farik, is because tzad really didn't accomplish anything. If you accomplish something, you're kosei, so there's isra mochik. But if the tzad doesn't change anything, so undoing what you haven't changed isn't considered a malacha. That's interesting. Again, it's not necessarily true. You might say you have done something, now you have the animal. You know, maybe it doesn't change physically in the animal, but in terms of your relationship, you have shlita. So you have shlita, you're revival of shlita. I mean, but he's assuming that way. It's just interesting. It's funny, there's actually the Mechavis and Mishnah actually hold there is an Isser to free an animal. It's just, he says, the Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. The Mechavis and Mishnah, Perek Yod HaFal, the Rambam, he says, really, it's the Isser, it's just that it's Mechalkel. That's what he wants to say. It's interesting. The Mechavis and Mishnah in Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Yod HaFal, he writes like this. T'chol Melacha Chayven Al Siyasa, Chayavim Gam Kein Al Bitula, Kama Oreg Ubotzeya, Kosher Amatya, V'chein Hayav Adishu Chayavim Al Piruk, Kama Al Seda. Right, so your korei amanas tatin, your mochek amanas lichta. Right, it's impossible to be farik amanas tatin because freeing animal isn't going to help you catch it. And it could be in the game farms. You know, they catch animals and then they free them to catch them again. So maybe that would be a case. But violent, you know, I think by fishing, you know, they fish the animal and, you know, then they throw them back into the pond. So I don't know, maybe that would be an example. But the fashion is, he's saying there's no such thing as mefarik al-manas la'atzur, and therefore you're pasuk. Similarly, the Avi Nezer also assumes that thought is not a creative act. He says the reason you need to mean it, there's a halacha that you're only chayav d'oraisa if you catch something that people catch. So people catch, I don't know, when there was a fur industry, I don't know, today I think it was supposedly illegal, but they used to catch you know, whales. So you catch the whales because they wanted to use the fat. Or you catch the, I don't know, the fox, you wanted to use the hide, you know, the fur. So if you catch a bee, so it's only a drabana. Why? Because nobody wants to use the bee. You're catching the bee because you don't want it. You don't want the bee. So why is this halacha? So fashion is just patterned after the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they caught the animals to use. And the Nezer says in Orachaim Kufei Tezayin, he says, nearly the Hainu Taima, the Shani Malacha say the Mishan Malacha, Sheesh Ben Shinui Bidavar Shinasiba Malacha. I feel it's summer, Shushashus, Nishtana Mashu Burushus Achem. He says, even Hotzah, he claims that Tzah is even less than Hotzah. Hotzah, this Sefer was here. Now the Sefer is there. It's a different type of Sefer. It's just a Ravi Sefer, it's the Yachid Sefer, whatever. He says, but I'll say that Ein Shum Shinui Bigopachaya, Rak Etzel Adam Shinasiba Burushuso. But Dover Shinui, we don't need the Bufa Hashu Burushuso. She ain't ever. She'ein lo davar ma. Aval davar she'ein lo bimino nitsa mishum she'ein vehem to elis kval ein lo klom af lacha shenitsa. It says because the only difference in tzah is whether or not it's helpful for the person, if you don't want it, it's exactly the same. The bee that's flying around, or the bee in the cup, is the same bee. As opposed to the fox that's in my trap is a fox that I can use for fur. So he wants, again, he's assuming that tzah is different from all other malachas and that it's not creative at all. And that's certainly when it's not a mino nitsa. It's not so mukhach, but it's interesting, these achronim all assume that tzad isn't a creative act. It's interesting. Another way in which tzad might be different from other malachas is the question of grama. We know that when Shabbos Chaf says that grama is pater on Shabbos. And yet, there seem to be some cases of grama that might be chayef by tzad. The classic case of grama by tzad is when you set a trap on Shabbos, and then 2 hours later, an animal falls in the trap. So what's the halacha there? So in that case, actually, we assume that's pater. That's the gemara in Shabbos Yutes, and that's the mishmaru kos halacha in Shin Tes Zayin Yutes that you're pater. He says, "Aporis tzuda shas pritoso nichnas l'chayil tov l'chayil. Aval nichnas l'achar kach. If you set a trap, and it only comes later. Pater aval asur. It's only as a drabon." But Mishmur does say in Shin Tes Zayin in Sukkot Yud that if you send animals after you send dogs after an animal, you know, dogs are chasing the deer, and they're not really able to get to the deer, and then you jump in front of the deer and you scare it, and because you scared it, the dog was able to catch the deer, so you're chayav. And he says kachi derech hatziyadi. So in the Shatzian Yud Gimel, he says it's a little bit weird. He says l'chora. This is a very bechirish. This is a grama. You jumped in front of the animal, and because you jumped in front of it, you got scared, and then the dogs were able to catch it. He says, if two people were running, one person was running after an animal, and you jumped in front of the animal and scared it, so you're pater. The guy who caught it is chayiv. So in this case, the dog should be chayiv, as it were. Meaning, what with grama, the dog really did the malacha, you just scared the animal, you should be chayiv. So he says, no, kachin derech hatziyadin is nothing l'chayiv. He quotes it more of a comment of Samech by Zorah. Zura the Mulechas Grama, but that's the Derech and the Malacha. So it's weird, this is the Derech and the Malacha. So, it sounds like they want to ask, why in the case of setting a trap, which is also the Derech and the Malacha, you're Pater. You have to say that when you set a trap, so it's true it's Derech and the Malacha, but you're really not doing anything. You're not even going to say, hey, you just set a trap, and then 2 hours later the animal's trapped. Whereas if the dogs are running and you scare the animal, you're more active, and that somehow is significant enough to be Mechayev you within. Derech HaMalacha, Kaki Derech HaTziyadim. So it's interesting, the Mishmur seems to be admitting that there's some level of grama here that would be a chayiv. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes all the way with it. It's a little bit strange, but he writes like this, Shin Tes Zayin Yirav. He says, Mishmur Nahim Malachas Tzeh, Demi Kol HaMalachas, Demi Kol HaMalachas, Tzeh HaKlas HaMalacha, Abel Gram Malacha, Eina chayav in atar. The chayav was asakum lacha, siyav da atar, gramashav. Vilu lachat seida, filu begrom lachayav. Kiditzna, and it's vishen, nechnas labayit, v'noa, acher, v'fanav chayav. Zehu grom. Shehari hu loch hichnis, tzvi labayit, and let's be nechnas v'atzma, v'rak hu garam, v'ilas nela, shenitza tzvi. It's a little bit strange. It's not clear why it's called grama. A tzvi runs into a room and you close the door. Why is that grama? I mean, you're closing the door directly. So I'm not sure why he's so convinced this is grama, but he clearly assumes, he writes, Meshuni Melech HaSeidim Kol Shana Melech. So it's another example of how Zod might be different from other Melechs. So the first thing we said is that it might be different, is that it might not be as creative. And now we're saying it also might be a chayev even in the case of grama. The last difference is the question of a tzura. Is there a tzura of the malacha? So most malachas have a tzura. You write the small, you're pater. If you're writing, you write with your left hand, you're pater. Why? So it says the Shkumar and Shabbos, Koptim and Aleph. It's ein derech tziv v'chak, not the derech. By tzad, it's interesting, there's so many drachim. You can catch animal, you know, 100 ways. And every derech is chayim. So it's just an interesting phenomenon. This malacha doesn't seem to have a specific derech, and it could be for the reason we mentioned before. The whole point of thought is about creating shlita. So no matter how you create the shlita, in the end of the day, if you're sholit, you're sholit. It's all about controlling the animal. Essentially, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuvam Veiz makes a chilek between catching an animal that's sleeping versus an animal that is old or lame. The animal sleeping, the one says, or even the animal is blind, you're chayav. Why? Because there the animal could run away. If you try to catch an animal sleeping, it might just wake up and run away. Even a blind animal, it might run away. Whereas an animal is very old and can't move, so it's nitzir vomeh, you're not causing shlita, you had shlita earlier. That's what Rashi says. Right? It's nitzir vomeh. That again fits with the idea of shlita, the whole point of shlita. If the animal is sick, ill, old, you already have shlita. If you look at the Yuchas L'Ran there, he has different gears to the Gemara. He learns in the Gemara that the Gemara makes the chilek. Hani avidi l'rbuye, hani lo avidi l'rbuye. Meaning, some animals will run away, others won't. A sleepy animal might run away. A very old animal can't run away. That's how Rashi learns it. He's going differently. It's not hani avidi l'rbuye, but hani boi l'rbuye. What does that mean? So he says the Ran, meaning, the way the Rambam understands it is that the difference between an old animal and a sleeping animal is that you have to be orev kederach atzayer for a sleeping animal. You have to ambush it. Whereas an old animal, you don't ambush, you just walk and you just pick it up. So for the Rambam, it sounds like there's an idea of like a tzura samlocha. You're only chayav tzad if you are ambushing the animal, if you somehow, you know, there's a certain way in which you capture it. Again, it's this idea, is there a certain type of derech? For Rashi, there's no derech, that's all about shlita. The Ran seems to imply there is a need for a specific derech, which is, I think, interesting. So because what we saw here was the claim that tzad is about shlita, we brought some examples where you're pater because you don't have shlita, even though you technically tracked it. Some examples where you're pater, even because you already had shlita in the first place, it was nisir v'omeid, the animal was domesticated or moved very slowly. And then we discussed some unique aspects of tzad, how tzad might be different in that there's no creative, there might not be a creative aspect to it, it might be chayav grama, and the question of whether or not there's a specific derech to this malacha, or really anything goes, because it's all about shlita.